This is Diane Horn, your host on the sustainability segment of Mind Over Matters on KEXP Seattle 90.3 FM by mobile app and on the web at kexp.org. My guests this morning are Clooney McCaffrey, Executive Director, and Saporn Sim, Community Outreach Associate for ECOS, the Environmental Coalition of South Seattle. Clooney and Saporn are here to tell us about the work of ECOS to educate and empower businesses and diverse communities to implement environmentally sustainable practices. In 2015, ECOS received a Green Globe Award for Leadership in Equity and Social Justice from King County. And in 2017, Saporn Sim was honored with Sustainable Seattle's Sustainability Hero Award for her work with immigrant and refugee communities. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Why was ECOS started? What is your history?
So ECOS was founded in 1994 to address the health concerns of the South Park community that arose out of living in the midst of an industrial area. And ECOS's approach was to work with both the industrial companies and also with the community, looking for ways for both to find sustainable practices. So working with industry to adopt better environmental practices that would result in a healthier environment for the community.
Would you say more about the mission of ECOS?
Well, our mission is to empower and educate businesses and communities to adopt environmentally sustainable practices. And we do that by providing environmental education, technical assistance, and helping people and companies access resources.
Would you speak about your orientation towards equity and social justice?
One thing that ECOS has really done well is embrace diversity and multiculturalism. And the environmental sector is not known for being very diverse. And it's really struggling with that. And many organizations now are really focused on developing, really building that diversity. But ECOS made that decision more than 10 years ago. And so now more than 50% of our staff represent diverse communities. So today it's just part of who we are. It's baked into our culture. And so we really are able to work with other organizations. A lot of organizations come to ECOS looking for how have we been successful in this area? What have we done? And really the key to it is hiring the people from those communities.
Which drew each of you to ECOS? Clooney, would you like to start?
Well, I have spent almost all my career in the nonprofit environmental sector, really focusing on the intersection of people and community and nature. But what really intrigued me about ECOS was the opportunity to work on this from a different perspective. So we are industrial environmentalists, urban environmentalists, and leaders in environmental equity. And so that was a new challenge for me to work connecting people, but also the environment in an urban setting.
So Porn, what drew you to ECOS?
Frankly, I did not know the ECOS mission nor its service before I started working for ECOS. I was told by a former coworker about the job opening. And I applied, and I got the job. My first position was to install energy-saving light bulb to the Seattle City Light resident in a single-family home. And I loved it. I like to help people save money on their energy bills. And from then on, I just start to love and I value and appreciate what ECOS does, especially around educating, raising awareness to the diverse business and community.
Would you give a brief overview of your programs and what you're trying to accomplish?
So we provide a wide range of services driving towards three impacts. And one is environmental equity, another is resource conservation, and then stormwater management. And so by stormwater management, we are offering green stormwater infrastructure solutions through rain gardens and cisterns for communities. And then we also work with companies that have industrial or municipal permits and provide training for them on how to navigate that permitting system, which is very complex and daunting. We also do recycling and composting services and energy efficiency light bulb programs that Saporn mentioned for our resource conservation. And then a lot of our work is also directed at multicultural outreach, which is environmental equity work.
What geographical areas and communities do you serve?
Well, we were founded in South Seattle, and South Park in particular, and so our name was the Environmental Coalition of South Seattle. But we have grown in scope and scale over the years and now work really far beyond that boundary. So we were founded there and our heart is there, but we work throughout the Puget Sound region, and we actually even have a couple of programs that we have done work around the state as far as Spokane and actually even down in Oregon.
What are some of the diverse communities that you are involved with?
The diverse community that we work with are the East African community, Asians, we work with Chinese, Vietnamese communities, Cambodian communities, Burmese, speaking Karen dialects, and Bhutanese.
So we actually have 15 languages spoken by our staff. So when we work with a community, we actually hire people from those communities, and that's what really gives us the flexibility to work among so many communities in the Seattle area.
What are some of the key challenges in reaching diverse communities?
The number one challenge is the language. If people can read materials and can't understand you, you cannot reach them. The digital device are also the number one barriers. Most of informations are accessed online, and most of them are in English. There are communities that don't use computers and smartphone, but ECOS helps break down that barriers.
Are there additional barriers?
Trust can be a barrier. Knowing who to turn to, knowing what information people can trust. And so ECOS, by working with communities for many years, we have built that level of trust. Some people don't even know there's a regulation that they might need to follow, or if they did know there was a regulation, they wouldn't know how to comply with it because they wouldn't know how to access the information. So Saporn has worked with, for example, people fishing down on the Duwamish River who end up with hundreds of dollars of fines because they don't have a fishing license. And again, but may not know they need one because in their home country they didn't. And so ECOS helps them navigate that process, educates them about that.
Saporn, would you like to share your experience in working with a fisherman on the Duwamish?
This gentleman is from Cambodia, and he happened to live in South Park by Duwamish River. That's the only river in Seattle. And he felt like home because at home he lived along the river. And he loved also fishing. And he just started fishing from the Duwamish River without knowing that it is required the license. And Fish and Wildlife started to give him tickets. He started getting a lot of tickets. So he have to pay a lot of tickets for his fishing. He didn't realize that fishing requires a license, because in back home, he just go fish anywhere he wants, as many as he wants to. So that create a lot of burden for him because he had to borrow money from relative to pay for that ticket. So again, why is it important, you know, for the new arrival to learn about rules and regulations? So ECOS really help ease that problem with the new arrival, take them out to access the water. The Buddhist community had a fishing demonstration last summer, that just to also connect them with the Fish and Wildlife Ranger to learn about rules and regulations, what fish can be caught, what not can be caught. So that is very important. So that way, we help them, you know, avoid getting tickets.
And also help build a relationship with the wardens, right?
Right.
So on both sides, to really help both sides understand the challenges of the other, and that ultimately the wardens are trying to be helpful. They just don't have the language, and so that's the breakdown in communication that we are able to bridge.
And not only that, the warden also enjoys, you know, that the fishing dumbo. The Bhutanese group had cooked their cultural foods, and then the warden has the opportunity to kind of taste also the cultural foods.
Goes a long way in relationship building.
Yes.
I'm Diane Horn, and my guests are Clooney McCaffrey, Executive Director, and Saporn Sim, Community Outreach Associate for ECOS, the Environmental Coalition of South Seattle. And you are tuned to the sustainability segment of Mind Over Matters on listener-powered KEXP, 90.3 FM by mobile app, and on the web at kexp.org. What are some of the specific challenges in reaching businesses that are in diverse communities?
Again, back to the language. You know, if people, again, do not speak and understand the material that we provide, that's hard to reach out to them. But because ECOS hired the staff from the community that speak the language, know the culture, and also the community trust, that is what is important and easy to reach out to them.
Because one of the things that ECOS doesn't do is we don't litigate and we don't turn people in. So when we work with a business, we're not going in to cause trouble for them in terms of turning them in for violations. What we are there to do is help them recognize what the issue is that they're facing, and then give them the information and the tools to comply, to be able to fix the problem, to adopt the environmental best practice. And so ultimately, what they're doing is they're avoiding risk, they're saving money from costly fines, and they're helping the environment, which is good for all of us.
What kind of response have you gotten from businesses to your efforts?
Well, the response from a business, they appreciate, because like what Clooney just mentioned earlier, we are there to help them, prevent them from getting fined so they can comply. And especially they appreciate that ECOS have the staff that speak their language. They understand the language.
And what's really exciting about it from our perspective is, as an environmental organization, we may be working with people who really don't necessarily care about the environment, but they do care about their pocketbook. They do care about avoiding risk and fines. And so we're able to help them to meet the needs that they have and their goals while also helping the environment.
What are some of the specific challenges in reaching residents?
Some of the challenge, for example, if we do some of even activity that does not fit their times or the location that they feel comfortable. So what important is that ECOS meet people where they are, especially we meet them, for example, on a Saturday at their event at the temple.
ECOS has done a lot of work with the RainWise program, which is a partnership with Seattle Public Utilities and King County Wastewater Treatment Program. And they contracted with ECOS to work with residences to promote the use of rain gardens and cisterns to address issues with stormwater overload in the systems. But what we found very quickly was that obviously, yes, there were language issues for residents in accessing the program, so the leaflet comes through the mail, but if you can't read it, then it doesn't mean anything to you. And so we did a lot of knocking on doors and actually going into the neighborhoods and talking to people about the program. But then we discovered there was a second level of challenge, and that was that even if a family decided, yes, we want to do this, this is terrific, we want to do it, then matching them with a contractor who would actually do the work, if that contractor didn't speak their language, then we had another challenge. And so ECOS again went back to SPU and the county and talked about how we can overcome that. And we developed a program to actually recruit diverse contractors and bring them into the RainWise program and train them. And so they now get certified as RainWise contractors. So now we're able to match the contractor actually with the homeowner or with the community. So that's economic investment in those communities. It's opening up a whole other range of work for those contractors.
Well, you've alluded a bit to this already, but what kind of response have you gotten from residents to your outreach efforts?
We've had terrific response. And so to date, we have helped install almost 60 rain gardens. And for anybody who's familiar with the West Seattle area, when you drive around, there are RainWise and rain garden signs all throughout the community. And we also have done demonstration sites for communities that may not be familiar with the program. And so worked with the Salvation Army to put a demonstration site up at White Center. And that's a place where the community has input into the process of how to develop that. Really, it's a community asset. And what do they want? And now I drive by there all the time, and I see people sitting out there by the rain garden. And so that's a way to communicate to people, too. They see it at their church. They see it at a community center and recognize it's something that they can adopt for themselves.
Let's focus on the New Arrivals program. Why was the New Arrivals program started? What is the goal?
Let me tell you about my story. I have chronic bronchiectasis, means chronic lung problem, left for me from my childhood. I was captured and put in children's center in Cambodia during the communist regime, the Pol Pot regime, when a million people die from forced labor, starvation, lack of medical treatment and many diseases. And when I get to the United States, I got my lung treated. But somehow the problem got worse because of the new home that I stayed had molds. And I used Clorox bleach to clean the mold. The harsh chemical kind of deteriorating my health because I didn't know that Clorox bleach could impact on my lung problem. And that's why an ECOS program helps me to understand the other cleaning alternatives like green cleaning. And so by not using the Clorox bleach to clean the mold, so the program helped the new arrival to understand about cleaning alternatives like vinegar, using vinegar, Murphy oil soap. So that is very important why the program exists and to help the new arrival, because people do not speak English, do not read. They not necessarily read the label that chemical could impact their health problem and environment.
Porn is just a perfect example of why we have this program, because really our ultimate goal is helping immigrants and refugees live a healthy life connected to the environment. And we achieve that by helping them understand and build resilience through knowledge and through experiences. And so an important part of this program is not us deciding what to tell people because of what they need to know. It's us going into the communities and talking to people and asking them, you know, what are their concerns? What do they want to know? What do they want to experience? How do they want to connect? Because the resettlement agencies, when people first come into the country, do a tremendous job of just helping people connect to basic services and understand, how do you pay your rent? How to ride a bus? But then what? And we live in this incredible place. And what we saw was the opportunity to then work with people to now you know basically how to live here. Now let's take you and show you how to have a healthy, enjoyable life and how to access the environment.
You are tuned to the sustainability segment of Mind Over Matters on KEXP Seattle 90.3 FM by mobile app and on the web at kexp.org. I'm Diane Horn, and my guests are Clooney McCaffrey, Executive Director, and Saporn Sim, Community Outreach Associate for ECOS, the Environmental Coalition of South Seattle. What are some examples of your environmental education and activities?
So our new arrivals program we're in our third year. It was very generously funded by the Satterberg Foundation as a pilot project. And we're very excited about it. It's been very successful, and we are looking to make it a permanent program. And so we started by working with just two communities, the Burmese community and the Bhutanese community. And what that meant is, as a first step, was to hire someone from each of those groups and then go, as I mentioned, go and work with the people, talk to the people, understand what their issues and concerns and interests are. Then we take that information and design what is our education program going to be. So it's going to be different every time based on their interests. And then the third piece of it is the actual experiences. And so, as an example, in working with the Bhutanese community, they expressed concern about the water. They didn't know if it was safe to drink the tap water and were spending a lot of money on bottled water. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, just that one example enabled us to say, well, let us show you where the water comes from. And we were able to take a group of people out to the Cedar River watershed to walk in the woods, to walk along the river, to see the mountains, and to really understand this is where the water comes from. We have some of the cleanest water in the country, and that they no longer needed to spend money that they didn't have on bottled water. Then we later took them to the Brightwater treatment facility where they got to see, and then this is where the water goes at the end of its journey. And so that was all new information.
What kind of response have you gotten from the community about these efforts?
I'd like to tell a little story about that particular experience to the Cedar River watershed. There was one gentleman who, and again, this is all in his language, who expressed that when he walked through the woods and he saw the mountains, that it reminded him of his home in Bhutan. But it didn't make him sad or homesick. It made him realize he was home. So that's really powerful for us to be able to provide experiences for people like that that will help them really connect in a meaningful way.
What are you planning for the new arrivals program in the future?
Well, we have an exciting summer ahead of us. We are actually partnering with the Mountain to Sound Greenway Trust, who have done a tremendous amount of work out in the Middle Fork of the Snoqualmie River. And so they are helping us take a group of people out to camp and educate people about what it means to go camping and how do you actually access those systems. Our ultimate goal is that people will do things on their own, but we're showing them how. So there will definitely be an education component while they're out there, as well as just outdoor recreation and hiking.
And we also partner with Seattle Aquarium. They're going to allow us to have the ticket for the community to learn about what's out there in the Seattle Aquarium, basically learn about the creature from the sea. Not necessarily you go to the beach, but then you can see it in the Seattle Aquarium. Plus, people can also take trip to learn with the naturalists at the beach and learn about creature as well and how to protect our creature. And not necessarily like you go to the beach. If you take the kids to the beach and if you allow the kid running around, that also can hurt the living creature. So it's also important they take the trip to learn about that.
Another thing that we have heard is an interest in emergency preparedness, not really understanding, you know, what to do and what resources to have on hand. So that's something else that we're going to be working with communities to bring them that information.
How do you go about deciding which communities to reach out to?
In the three-year program, we've worked with the Bhutanese and the Burmese community. We do hope, as we transition this from a pilot program to a full-time program, we want to expand the communities. And how we will choose that, there's a number of things that we will look at. First of all, is just the size of the community that's out there. And then the level of interest. Is there an interest in participating with us in something like this? But one thing we've recognized, too, is that our program is called New Arrivals. But we recognize there are actually immigrant communities who've been here for a very long time who would be very interested and still want to do something like this. So we are starting to think about that. For example, you know, Saporn's Cambodian community, many of them have been here for decades, but would still benefit and be interested in the experiences that we offer.
Looking toward the future, what do you see as the greatest needs overall?
It's a little bit of an overwhelming question. Yeah. There are so many needs. But we are very focused on the needs of the immigrant and refugee community, particularly as it relates to their small businesses and the industrial sector. So we are very focused on making sure that people have access to the services and technical assistance they need in order to be good environmental citizens or good environmental outcomes. And it's so important. It all ultimately leads to water quality of our river, the Duwamish River and Puget Sound, which connects to the health of the salmon, which connects to the health of the orcas, which connects to the health of the people and the community.
Well, what's the message you'd like to leave our listeners with?
I think the work that we are doing to help people feel that this is their home, regardless of where they've come from in the world, is powerful. Because if you connect and appreciate this place, these waters, these mountains, these forests, these rivers, this city, then you are going to be more invested in helping to take care of it. And that's true if you're from Bellevue or Bhutan.
Well, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
You were just listening to Clooney McCaffrey, Executive Director, and Saporn Sim, Community Outreach Associate for ECOS, the Environmental Coalition of South Seattle. For more information, check on the web at ecos.org. That's ECOSS.org. Sustainability segment interviews are available as podcasts, along with KEXP's music podcasts. Go to kexp.org, click on Demand, and then Podcasting. I'm Diane Horn. Thanks for listening, and be sure to tune in to the Sustainability segment again next week on listener-powered 90.3 FM by mobile app and on kexp.org.